'Tis the season for high-graded film offerings rolling out in cinemas and increasingly via streaming platforms as distributors ramp up their award season releases. Among them, two new films, both complex and twisting tales, one a fictionalized account of real-world fraud, the other a purely entertaining whodunit. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The new film, Knives Out, surprised box office expectations with a robust release last week, and Netflix continues to burnish its credentials by attracting veteran filmmakers. Among their latest releases is Steven Soderbergh's The Laundromat. Joining me to discuss these recent feature film options is frequent On Film contributor Kyle Alvarado. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, Chuck.
Let's lead off with The Laundromat, something that you've seen, I understand, multiple times on Netflix.
Yeah, that's kind of the beauty of Netflix, is if there's a movie and if you vibe with it on certain levels, I think ultimately becomes good background noise. And The Laundromat, it's as mentioned, it's directed by Steven Soderbergh, and it stars Meryl Streep, Gary Oldman, Antonio Banderas, and it also has this sprawling supporting cast that includes Jeffrey Wright, David Schwimmer, James Cromwell, and Sharon Stone. As you mentioned, it's sort of a breezy retelling of the Panama Papers scandal, which detailed a massive leak of financial documents exposing how the rich legally exploit the financial system. Banderas and Oldman portray the owners of the company, and they serve as narrators of the film, kind of floating in and out between the characters, providing, you know, context over it, and sometimes meta-text in the script, criticizing the director sometimes. You know, for the most part, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the scenes that dealt with Meryl Streep's character, Ellen Martin. She sort of serves as our entry point into the film, and she is a widower searching for answers after her husband died in a boating accident. This chase leads her down a bunch of different legal streams, and eventually she kind of figures out that there is something, that there's this big fraud conspiracy involving the ultra-rich and a bunch of companies down in Central America, specifically in Panama. As with most recent Soderbergh films, your mileage may vary depending on how much slack you're willing to cut him as a filmmaker. With his most recent films, and in particular with things like Mosaic and Contagion and Behind the Candelabra, he tends to lean into his stylistic flourishes more than his substance. Mm-hmm. And for me, I don't mind that. You know, you have wonderful actors at the top of their game. The film, its craft is good as you'd expect. At 90 minutes, you know, it changes gears about every 10 minutes or so, either a new meta twist or a double casting or some little comedic flourish. So I wasn't bored throughout the entire film, and ultimately I found it quite enjoyable. What'd you think about it?
I think you used the term breezy early on, you know, and it certainly is breezy. It just flows right through. And sometimes I felt like it flowed through me a little too easy. Now, it is trying to break down extremely complex mm-hmm. financial conspiracies and things. And as you say, Meryl Streep is being used as the every person, the lay person who's trying to figure this out along with the audience. And it does a pretty good job of explaining in lay terms how these things worked. I'm thinking of The Big Short is mm-hmm. the yeah. closest analog for listeners if they know that film. It felt like I was missing some meat, though, that I wanted something less breezy at moments. Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate Soderbergh's approach, this artifice that he does. You know, they break the fourth wall constantly. The actors occasionally stop to talk right to us. Mm-hmm. There's a very interesting twist at the end where Meryl Streep becomes Meryl Streep, not the actress playing a character in the film. And she does play multiple characters in the film, which is unusual. But I guess I reconciled some of that. It is an enjoyable film. I don't know that it hit as hard as I wanted it to, but for what it is, I felt like the artifice he was playing with stylistically in the film matched this crazy artifice that was created to hide this conspiracy, mm-hmm. Which was a real financial fraud that was going on to, as you say, allow wealthy people around the world to dodge taxes and hide their wealth.
Yeah.
And a lot of fictions were created around that, and he plays with that. And that's one of the things Soderbergh, I think, does so well in mm-hmm. his films, is he plays with the subject matter quite a bit. So the fact it's on Netflix and a lot of people have that and can watch it for free, you know, I do recommend this film.
I do too.
Very much. Did you have a problem with Meryl Streep playing multiple characters in this?
The first time you're introduced to the second character, you're taken aback a little bit, but by the time you get to that final scene, you're seeing where Soderbergh is going. And again, it's one of those things where...
Not to give anything away,
not to give anything away. But when you get to the final scene, his vision finally comes into focus. And, you know, I don't think it's a particularly clear connection between those mm-hmm. characters and everything. But, you know, he took a big swing, and I appreciate when he does stuff like that.
It is amazing the cast that he gets for this film, as a lot of the high-profile Netflix films. And the next film on our list, which is another twisting crime movie of a certainly different variety. If you've seen the trailer for Knives Out, then it's giving nothing away to recount the film's plot. Four generations of a wealthy family gather to celebrate the 85th birthday of its patriarch and financial engine, a mischievous and wildly successful mystery book author played by Christopher Plummer, whose extreme popularity and book sales have created a dependency among his offspring, their children, and their children's children. So talk of cutting them off from their financial support does not go over well. When the mystery writer winds up dead of an apparent suicide, the police and a famous private detective begin to probe at the family's stories, timelines, and last conversations with the deceased. The writer-director Rian Johnson here is perhaps best known for his previous film, Star Wars: The Last Jedi. That film's frequent use of humor and irreverence toward a beloved tradition is fully apparent in Knives Out. Its supporting cast that includes Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Johnson, Michael Shannon, and Toni Collette, among others, are having a lot of fun and are well matched to the script's exploration of their various insecurities and eccentricities. The film wears its genre past well, with numerous nods to whodunits past. Clue and Sleuth come to mind, but Johnson is too sharp a writer and constructor of intricate stories for this to be just another parlor game. Through competing character testimony and contrasting flashbacks, he peels back the layers of one mystery only to reveal another, and then another. Our guide through most of the film's twisting narrative and unreliable ensemble are Daniel Craig's Southern private detective and especially Ana de Armas's grieving caregiver. The pair form the unlikely but refreshing heart of the story and give it surprising weight and empathy. Lest we think this is all a game, the insertion of these two outsiders, one a Southern gentleman, the other from south of the border, allowed Johnson to ground the film in the here and now with topical moments about casual racism. The Latin American caregiver, a cliche and often bystander in most contemporary films, is elevated to be the main driver of both plot and our affection, a welcome subversion of the genre. Knives Out's richness of plot extends to character, production design, and musical score, and takes such joy in its inventive telling, you'll want to rewatch the film even after the mystery is solved. I have to say, I enjoyed these 2 hours just about the best out of my whole cinema year.
Nice.
Such a fun movie to watch.
Very enjoyable, yeah. I really liked it. I enjoyed the social commentary that Johnson sort of infused into the script. I wasn't expecting it to be that sort of an aspect of it to be as sharp, but it made it a lot more enjoyable. And technically, this film is a drama, right? But it is funny.
Yeah.
Some of these one-liners are just really zippy.
Yeah, and what an ensemble he's produced. I mean, you know, it really rolls out nicely in the trailers, and most people have seen the trailers. But I love the sleight of hand of lining up all these amazing actors to play these characters from Daniel Craig on down, and then really having as the engine of the film this fairly newcomer, Ana de Armas, who will be seen next with Daniel Craig in the latest James Bond film. But you know, to build it around her, it was just fascinating and a real nice subversion of what we normally get. I love the way he plays with the interviews, and these mystery films often rely on a different sleight of hand where the director does not show us the truth. Whereas here, we're actually told most of the details. And frankly, the central mystery is solved within the first third of the film. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, where can it go from here? And he just continues to unroll more and more layers to this. It's a wonderful film.
Mm-hmm. I think their donut holes will become the new...
donut holes within donut holes within donuts. It has a lot of scope to it. And this is one of those films, I think, even after knowing all the twists and turns and having solved the puzzle, that you can enjoy on multiple viewings.
Yeah. In a strange way, I feel like it would have been an interesting Netflix release because, you know, Netflix films, you can replay, rewind, you can go back and forth. It'd be interesting to see a Netflix-style whodunit, you know, to see how the audience can react to
it. Get that. I appreciate that Netflix is giving opportunities for films to get made by major directors that aren't getting financed now, but this is a fascinating hope for the future, which is Knives Out is doing so well at the box office. It's one of those middle budget films, It's an original story, the kind of film that we used to get 20, 30 years ago, but now are extremely rare. And the fact that these films are doing well, particularly with a middle-aged and older audience, perhaps Hollywood will wake up and start supporting these kinds of characters. But Rian Johnson, with the kind of success he's had recently, you know, he's one of those few people that could pull this off. Mm-hmm. And particularly making this passive observer, this caregiver, sort of non-passive.
You know, we're
so used to that character just being in the background.
And you can even see the characters in the film treating her like that, too.
Yes, exactly.
Passive-aggressive aside.
They can't even remember which country she's from, which is one of the running jokes in the film.
Yeah.
They love her dearly, but none of them get right where she's from or what her own background is. So for what it's worth, I think we recommend both of these films. Mm-hmm. There are so many films coming out. You know, December is when all of the prestige projects get dumped. Anything you're looking forward to particularly?
Bombshell. I want to see how they take on the Fox News sexual harassment scandal.
I actually just watched it. I have the award screener for it, and it is fascinating history as cinema. The actresses, particularly Charlize Theron playing Megyn Kelly, does a remarkable job, so I would recommend that. I also just recently saw an advanced screening of 1917, the World War I film, which is amazing, technically a bravado film, but also just incredibly engaging. And the release of the Safdie Brothers' latest film, Uncut Gems, with Adam Sandler, who I think we might see amazingly bumping up on Oscar actor list.
Oh, okay. I
mean, you don't think of Adam Sandler as award material, but this is a tough film, and it just is at 11 constantly. It's anxiety producing, I have to warn people, but it is a remarkable feat of movie making as well, and Adam Sandler might just get a nod.
Very cool.
For something major. So, Kyle, as always, nice to chat with you about movies.
Always happy to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I've been discussing the new mystery comedy film Knives Out and the satiric take on the Panama Papers, Steven Soderbergh's The Laundromat, with frequent on-film contributor Kyle Alvarado. Knives Out is in theaters now, and The Laundromat is streaming on Netflix. A final program note, the Film Salon will present the 1936 screwball comedy My Man Godfrey tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Alamo Drafthouse. The film stars William Powell and Carol Lombard as a down-on-his-luck forgotten man and the wealthy socialite who gives him a job as a butler in her frenetic and spoiled household. Both teach the other something about life and love, and the laughs come fast and furious. On Film's producer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.